Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the August 23rd, 2021 special meeting. It is 7 p.m. and I'd like to have a roll call vote, Madam Clerk. Hold, please. We're having a little technical difficulty.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Whew. Councilmember Lewis.
Here.
Councilmember Buckeye.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Clark. Vice Mayor Vander Zanden.
Here.
And Mayor Cannamore.
Here.
Okay, CE is currently vacant, so we have 5 members present and a quorum exists.
Thank you. I will go ahead and read our vision statement. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. Before continuing with the meeting, I would just like to ask that the public mute their phones and to keep their video off so we can ensure things run smoothly. As a reminder, the meeting is being recorded and is also posted to our website. I am sharing our screen and that's projecting our agenda for the evening. You can also find it available online at cms.gustavus-ak.gov. There are no minutes for approval this evening. So next is Mayor's request for agenda changes, and I do not have any. Are there any requests from the council for agenda changes? Seeing none from the council, are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Seeing no objections, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. We do not have any committee or staff reports for the evening. So on to public comment for non-agenda items. Just as a reminder, this is a public comment period for non-agenda items only and is not intended for discussion, but the council may ask clarifying questions. If you would like to make public comment on a non-agenda item, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon. If you do not have that option, you can unmute your phone and we'll add you to the list. Please state your full name before speaking and refrain from making any comments that have previously been stated by other members of the public. Please be respectful and do not use profanity. If you don't have the opportunity to comment on public comment, you can do so towards the end of the meeting. Are there any members of the public that wish to make comment on a non-agenda item? Okay, seeing no comment from members of the public. Moving on to new business. The first item is the appointment of our city treasurer, and I will entertain a motion.
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Taylor, and it's my pleasure to move to appoint Eduardo Loggins to the city treasurer position, serving at the pleasure of the Gustavus City.
Okay, I will second it. It has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, to appoint Eduardo Loggins to the city treasurer position, serving at the pleasure of the Gustavus City Council. Is there any public comment on this motion? Okay, seeing no comments from members of the public. Are there any council members that wish to make comment on the motion? Okay, seeing no council comment, Madam Clerk, I believe we are ready for the vote. Oh, sorry, Councilmember Buckeye, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. Sorry, it took me a bit to find the raise hand icon there. Great. I was wondering if City Administrator Williams, if Tom could fill us in a little bit more about the interview process. And I saw the questions and I saw the application there. But yeah, just if he could fill us in on overall impressions.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Buckeye. The mayor and I conducted an interview, and you received the questions. I think there's something like 15 questions that combine existing practices, questions from previous interviews. I think it covered a pretty wide scope of the duties for the treasurer. We took turns asking the questions, and when we hit a spot where it wasn't clear what the question was pertaining to, we did a little probing, and Eduardo did a real nice job of being able to relate experience that she had with the applicable practice for each question. There were a couple of questions in which Eduardo could not respond to, for example, describing experience with local government. Eduardo's background and experience has been in the private sector. So although there was a couple of questions that didn't apply to her experience, the fundamentals, or what I call the mechanics of the position, look to be in line with her experience. And both the mayor and I felt that with a little training and updating, Eduardo would make an excellent city treasurer. I hope that helps. If you have any specific questions, I'd be happy to address those. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Tom. That's just what I was looking for. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Councilmember Buckeye and Tom. Are there any other council comments on the motion? Okay, now I believe we are ready for the question, Madam Clerk.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with all in favor.
Great. Okay, thanks everyone. Next is the swearing in of our city treasurer from our clerk. Karen, do we need a motion for this or will you just go ahead?
No, we don't need a motion, but we will need a moment to rearrange some technical stuff so we don't get the feedback. So you'll hear just a few minutes of silence while we do that. Okay, can you hear me all right?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to...
Yes, we can hear you, Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yay, thank you. All right. So thank you, Madam Mayor. With me here, I have Eduardo Loggins, and on behalf of the City of Gustavus, it's my honor to administer to you the oath of office. So I'll have you raise your right hand and repeat after me. Of course, I need to read it. I, Eduardo Loggins, do solemnly swear.
I, Eduardo Loggins, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the ordinances of the City of Gustavus, Alaska.
And the ordinances of Gustavus City, Alaska. Right?
Close enough. Okay. And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
And I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of the office of city treasurer to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank back you. To you, Madam.
Thank you. Excellent. Okay. Are there any council questions or comments for non-agenda items? I don't see any hands raised, so I'll go ahead and take a moment. I wanted to publicly thank our Marine Facilities Coordinator, Ben Sadler, and members of the public, Eric Cyrene and Lewis Sherman. There was a report of a stranded boater and a motorized vessel over on Pleasant Island just a few evenings ago. And those three folks went over and made sure that they helped the individual made sure that they were safe and helped to see if they can get the boat back in the water. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those three folks. Thanks for helping out your neighbor. Anything else from the council for non-agenda items? Okay, seeing none, are there any members of the public that wish to make comment on a non-agenda item at this time?
Madam Mayor, we have Wesley Sirsted here in person that would like to make a comment.
Great, thank you, go ahead.
One moment, she's on her way over to my computer.
Thanks, Karen.
Okay. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Eduarda, for joining the troops and for the voting for her. And I wanted to say thank you for the election of, even though interim, but Saul for the fire chief. And then I had a question for you. On the election coming up for council members, there's 5 open seats. If I count what we have, we either have 4 or 6. Is that right? Do I count our mayor and our vice mayor in that number?
So, Madam Mayor, can I address that question?
Sure, thanks.
So we currently have 6 council members.
6, okay.
We currently have 6 council members. 3 seats are, their 3-year terms are up this year. And we have.
So a 6 is a total.
7 is the total.
Oh. Okay, thank you. That's what I was after.
Okay, perfect. Right.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you for being patient.
Thank you, Leslie. Any other public comment for a non-agenda item? Okay, seeing nothing from the public. Is there any further business from the council or from staff? Okay, thank you everybody and welcome Eduarda. I'm happy to have you on board. Have a great night, everybody. The time is 7:20 and we'll adjourn the meeting.